Yellow and Mr. Blue Sky here at Classic Hits.
Oh,
waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Nine and a half minutes past.
Sorry to be intruding and all. It's a great song.
Mm.
Right, Mr. Blue Sky?
Well, I played it in honour of the day we're about to have.
It's a great song. But the last minute is hugely unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can't get too much of a good thing, you know.
The song is essentially over and then they start going all classical. And it never picks up again.
Yeah.
It just goes plinky, plonka, plonky, plink.
Well, of course, it was Niall Boylan's revelation, wasn't it? That was his great piece of music trivia about what they say at the end.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because everybody used to think it was like Mr. Blue Sky or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it was
but
sure.
But apparently, Niall Boylan revealed that it's actually Please Turn Over, because it was from the original LP sort of version. It was the last track.
Oh.
And it was like
Please Turn Over.
Please Turn Over.
As in when Niall Boylan, it was going to be Refugees Go Home. I was like, the other way. Something really controversial and horrible.
It was pre the outrage generation. The outrage generation. There was no Twitter back then.
Women shouldn't vote. Like, Jesus, that what? It's outrageous.
Anyway, yeah, we played it in honour of the day that's about to happen. At least that's what they're telling us. And I checked the app just before we agreed to play it. And it does look as though it's going to be a sunshiny day today.
Does it really?
Yeah, a bit of cloud, but I mean, apparently good bits of sunshine.
Of course, I'm on the car like a tick. You know what I mean?
What difference does that make?
Ah, it's just nice to be out on the bike these days.
There are some of us who only have the option of one vehicle to use.
Says you
can't walk out there and go, right, which of my vehicles will I take to work
today?
Yeah,
right. So you could saddle up a unicorn any morning and come in, only you decide it.
Only if they're in the mood.
Although, yeah, they only get as far
you
as...
You don't get to choose a unicorn. A unicorn chooses you, Peter.
Yeah. You have to, like, make... You have to open the window to see if you'll get one by going, hello, Mr. Unicorn.
Correct. And if they don't come,
then
just get in your car,
then
buddy.
Then it's back to burning diesel.
You know what I mean? It's not like at Wayne Manor. Like,
you
live, where you walk out and you go, Alfred, will I take the bike or will I take the car?
Oh, sorry, wee Gallagher. I prepared the speedboat for you this morning.
All right, then. Call Collie and tell him to saddle up the boat. I'm going in via sea today.
Yeah, I'm going in via sea. Prepare my scuba suit.
Yeah. So anyway, we played that for the day that's in it. In English, Ian is very happy about it because he was feeling... There was a lot of people feeling a little bit kind of bleh today for some reason.
Yeah, like JP, same as yesterday. Whatever it is about the week, isn't it?
Yeah, JP was feeling shattered today. He's chasing his tail and English Lee is looking for a bit of a pick-me-up. Says he's exhausted. And I was all set to play him something good and then he goes and ruins it by putting up Liverpool at the end of his text.
Ah, English Lee. And you know better. You fared from it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Pa the Plaster. Who do you fancy in the Masters, Jim? I tell you something, Pa.
Manchester United.
I haven't watched golf in so long.
Oh, I thought it was snooker.
I gave up the old... I couldn't afford the old sports channel, so I had to knock the old Sky Sports channel on the head.
You knocked it on the head, yeah.
So, and I haven't watched golf as a result in absolutely... So I haven't a clue. Is your man Jack Nicklaus still playing?
He's still out there, isn't he? I think him and Seve are going to have a head-to-head, I'd say.
So I don't know, Pa, to be honest with you. But if you've any tips for me, I'll take them, by the way. And also, Terry, to be fair to him, I'm going to let him away with this because he did drop you in milk yesterday.
In fairness, now, this is a Liverpool fan who lets the side down because he's a lovely fella.
Yeah, we like Elf Terry.
Elf Terry, he dropped us in milk on his way, obviously, to the ferry, I'd say, yesterday with Abby, right?
Yeah.
And Abby, as we know, is the greatest Liverpool fan of all time. And then they were on their way to see Liverpool and Porto last night in the Champions League. They drop us in milk and a load of rock from Liverpool. Shows you how often he goes over.
On his way
to Liverpool, he's dropping it over, dropping the spare stuff in. And it looks like they had a hell of a night.
Yeah, he's got a load of photographs with a load of Liverpool legends. And
Terry, you're going to have to stop sending us pictures of Abby at these matches because it nearly makes me not want to... piddle all over Liverpool's results.
Right. Especially for you, Elf Terry, as the only official nice Liverpool fan we know, we'll give you this one, right? Because I know you looked for this in the past after your big night of action. Yeah, One Night in Heaven, M people here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. We're going to need to have a moment of silence, and we're going to have a ceremony where we put his picture up on the wall or whatever, because sad news from Gaz in Galway. Our paper man and all that. Says, morning lads, just to inform you that I have to hand in my notice from the Breakfast Club.
Just to say
thanks for the laughs and the company on my early morning paper round. I've got a new job in the kitchen wardrobe industry.
Oh.
Said I won't miss the 3:45 a.m. starts, but I will miss the crack with you both.
Well, we'll miss you too,
Gaz,
boss.
That's sad. Hang on, just a moment of silence.
There you go, Gaz.
I mean, unbelievable, Gaz. I mean, you can listen to the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, you can always listen to the podcast and bring it with you wherever you are, but we're sorry to lose you from the live
and won't be, and
stuff.
You'll be forever in our hearts, Gaz.
Always.
Forever in our hearts.
But trust us, every morning you're not listening, we'll start the show talking about you.
Exactly.
We promise.
Yeah. You'll never be forgotten.
Never. It's going to like...
There's going to be a picture up of you just on the way out the door. We're going to touch it every time we walk into the studio.
Yeah, we're going to get Andy Bad News to light a candle for you.
Exactly. Also, Eddie wants us to give a shout out to all the lads at Ennis, and he's given us a tip for the Masters. Francesco Molinari, 18-1, apparently a good each way bet, and they're giving 10 places.
What?
At
Hold
Bar
on
One
a
Racing.
Minute. 10 places. How
yeah,
many
well, I mean, there's
how
like
many
70 people taking part or something. I can't remember.
Is there?
Something huge, yeah. Well, it's a major, like, it's the first major of the season.
You, whoa.
You are so unimpressed.
I haven't a clue.
Somebody else is tipping, what's this? Somebody else, Jim Betfia, Richie Fowler to finish top four.
Right.
Mind you, he does pre... oh, right, okay. Because he just it does say just to give you a laugh, but then there's a video attached to it. I assume that's the bit that's the laugh, as opposed to his betting tip.
Oh, I've seen that video. That's actually very funny.
Is it?
Yeah, have you seen... So, wait a minute. So, the Masters with golf, right? 70
yeah.
of them. Turn
well,
up.
Well, yeah, it's about... I can't
How
remember.
Do you watch
don't,
that
I don't think
television?
There's any cuss in the Masters, so...
How do you watch that in television?
What do you mean?
What
have you never seen golf on the telly ever?
Yeah, but like not with 70 people. When I ever seen golf, there's like two lads playing it.
Yeah, they don't show them all the same time. They're not all in the same hole.
Yeah, well,
they
like...
They tee off at different times.
Right, so 70 divided by, what is it, 18? How many of them is at a hole? How does that work? Give us a look at this now. 70, right, divided by
they don't
18.
They don't always play in...
So there's 3.8 players at a hole.
No, they don't. They play in two balls, right? They play in pairs.
They don't have two balls. They don't.
Tell you what, right? Will we do the birthdays and then
two
we'll,
balls.
And then we'll go back.
Jeez, imagine. They can't even do that in soccer. You know what I mean? I don't know what you'd be thinking sometimes, Jim. I really don't.
You're right. I'm such an idiot.
So they must start at different days then?
No, they start at different times throughout. You know, throughout
yeah,
the
but
day.
Like
there'll be early tea times.
70 of them.
Yeah, going out in twos. 35 different tea times.
Right.
Spread out from maybe 20 to 8 in the morning.
Until a week to get through them all.
It only takes whatever it is, 4 hours, 3.5 hours to get a round of golf in.
Ah, stop. They must be banging out holes and ones left, right and centre to get through that.
They tee off every kind of like, you know, whatever it is, 8 minutes or something there.
Ah,
6 minutes or something.
Stop.
Why?
It must be like the gas company. They must just do a guesstimate after the first few holes, isn't it? And say, look, judging
fact,
by your previous performance.
Somebody just texted to say there's 87 golfers taking part this year.
Oh, for the love of God.
And there's no cut in the Masters. Normally in a major, you get a cut after 2 days.
Oh, what, a few quid?
You know, you get through, if you're not above a certain level, you're... Just
oh,
gone
I thought you meant they gave them a few quid, like for lunch and all.
And apparently, somebody's saying that they are actually starting as three balls this year.
What are you talking about?
They're going out
three
in threes. Can we get to the birthdays? Because
right,
this is wasted
on
you.
Oh yeah, I apologise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I apologise. I still don't think this is really realistic that they're going to get through it. But anyway.
I wish I hadn't given back Sky Sports just to make you watch the Masters.
I watch it. I have Sky Sports. I have
oh, do
it on
you?
TV. Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, Wayne Manor has Bloom and everything. You probably have. you probably don't even have to rely on the television commentary. You probably have three ex-golfers sitting on your sofa going, right, PJ, well, what's happened there is that he's just hit that into the rough.
Me house looks over the forest. I'll be there like that. Will you keep it down? How many of you is there, for God's sake? It's like there's 90 of you out there. That's what it is.
Right. Yeah, of course Wayne Manor has Sky Sports. Probably has Bloom and giant cinema screens. You watch it on a... You watch it in what used to be the Adelphi.
No, although I did make a mess. Like, I live in an apartment, right? So the front room isn't exactly huge, but it's grand, you know? But I bought a telly that should be in the bigger house, and it looks...
Seriously.
It looks a bit stupid.
So one wall of your house is a telly.
Yeah, everyone kind of comes in and goes, yeah, oh, jeez, that's a bit... Right? And it's not even that big a telly. It's just it's too big for the room. It looks a bit stupid. But anyway...
Oh, very good. I mean, like, to be honest with you, we've just run out of time to do a bear test.
Have we? Osh. So we'll do them later. Anyway, yeah. That's your fault.
What did I do?
Look, this is amazing. We've run out of time to do the bear days, right? Yeah. And that's because we were talking about 87 golfers. And there's Jim saying they can do 87 golfers in a day on an actual course with 18 holes in it, or having 3 balls each. Would you get over it? There's not a hope in
I
hell.
I didn't say they have 3 balls each.
Well, it'd be
they
weird
start
if they, well,
in
if they
threes.
Did, well, if they did, all I'd have to do is put my hand down my trousers and go, yeah, you're not going to make it as a golfer.
Oh my god, I tell you something, I wish you did commentary on golf.
I'd love to. I really want to do it now. So I ruined the birthdays. Oh, we're not going to get them at all. So we can do them in a bit. We do them a little bit later, will we? The normal.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to say, I might give you one. Well, I'll give you the highlight one of the day.
Yeah, is it a golfer?
No.
Grant.
Right, okay. And it's one that you could get, right? So this could set you up then, and we'll do them after the headlines or whatever.
Okay,
right?
Good stuff. I'm ready.
Because you'll be ready, because you're a fan of this bloke, right?
You know? Do you know Van Damme? He was like a champion somewhere.
I mean, I think that that's a matter of opinion, that he was a champion anywhere. You know? and I mean, you know, I'm not being catty or anything. I wish the guy all the best. But there are an awful lot of people who say that that's not true.
Right. Who's hard enough to take on Van Damme?
Wow, that's rough, isn't it? Steven Seagal, of course.
Steven Seagal, he the man.
He's the man, yes. Steven, well, that's it. Talk about throwing serious shade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And apparently there's loads of them he doesn't like. There's loads of kind of, you know, perceived hard men.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, like the Chuck Norris, the whatever, like he apparently is kind of...
He doesn't like them.
He disses them all.
Does he?
As being, you know, yeah, whatever.
Didn't Steven Seagal try and do something mad there recently?
Well, he declared himself a god because he became like a Buddhist or whatever.
Well, that'd be it, you see. Yeah. That'd be it. When you're declaring yourself a god, it's very hard to see yourself level with the muscles from Brussels. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. When you've declared yourself a god, there you go. You kind of know you've taken a different direction.
It is a different direction.
It is, yeah.
And now he may have done something else because I think he's been a Buddhist for a while or whatever he is. And, you know, so as a result, he's been a god for a while.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you turn into a god.
Did he ever get bored being a god?
You might do. I guess that's why... If there is a god, he came up with the platypus. You know, he was bored out of his mind. Stare, get that duck and stick it on a beaver. Go on. And then you see the feet of the other duck. Stick them. Stick the goose feet. Give him goose feet.
Right.
They're like, you can imagine them all. Are you serious? This, like, what's this thing going to do? I don't know. Put him in the water. I want to see him swimming. You know what I mean? I guess there's all kind of boredom related
things. So
that's
what we could look forward to. Steven Seagal inventing a new animal.
And inventing a new animal. Walking around. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. With a fledgehog, whatever that is. Look, I made this yesterday.
Right, so what was it? Did he have a name like the Muscles from Brussels? Did
I don't
Steven
think
Seagal
so,
have a nickname? No.
I don't think he did. But he had
apart
a mad haircut.
Apart from
your
version, like Steven Seagal.
Yeah, well, Steven Seagal, yeah. And he had a mad haircut. I don't know. He's 67.
Yes, he is!
Hole in one!
Unbelievable!
Hole in one, Jim!
There you go.
There you go. Whoa. I didn't even need 3 balls.
What a set. Nailed it.
Ah, there
he's
we
67.
Go.
He's 67.
Savage.
Oh, my God. And part two still to come.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks, Tara. 634.
Oh, welcome back.
Woo! She's straight off the plane. She's got all of her duty free still under her desk. She's literally, she's wearing a sombrero.
Yeah, look at her.
I have a donkey under my arm.
A little straw donkey, yeah.
That's no way to speak about, sorry. Anyway,
ooh.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was it? Come on, make us mad jealous.
It was, no, do you know, it was great. It was lovely to have lions. It was lovely not to have to get up in the morning. It was lovely not to have to put up with you. It was lovely
to... Oh, my God, unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. You know Tara's back because the compliments are flying.
I was waiting for kind of, but I kind of missed you guys.
Yeah.
But no, it was lovely not having to wake up to you.
You're tolerating your nonsense again.
The weather was a little disappointing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where exactly were you now?
I was in, just outside Malaga.
Right, is that near Crumlin?
Yeah, near Crumlin. Yeah, right, just take a left at the roundabout in Crumlin, and there you are.
You're in Malaga.
So it was a bit cloudy. There was rain on one of the days, so it was. I mean, it was still short and t-shirt weather. Like, don't get me wrong,
Oh, believe you me, you're not getting any sympathy out of us.
Yeah.
But a little unfortunate, as in, you know. It was just, you know, I like to lie in the sun, read my book and dip into the pool. So it wasn't quite up to that. So I had to just people spot instead, which is a fantastic way to spend your time on holidays.
Absolutely.
It is.
Looking at all the other tourists.
Yeah,
it's great.
They're making up mad stories about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's definitely a serial killer.
Yeah, look at the man over there. Look. Look at him. Boy, those bleeding. What are those Crocs and socks in his feckin' hat?
Oh, there's always plenty of Crocs. And as I was saying to PJ, it was all inclusive. So yeah, a lot of time was spent eating.
And you probably go even more mad.
You know, go crazy.
When the sun isn't out, because you've no desire to leave.
Yeah.
So you walk in, I was just saying to Tara, you know, you walk in and the family, you're there together and you go, right, now when we go in here, right, let's not, we won't go mad.
Yeah.
We won't go mad because, you know, the whole day is ahead of us and we can eat again at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the second you open the door, you're right, let's go mad.
Yeah.
Let's go mad.
Yeah,
you're like three breakfasts deep and filling up a rucksack full of croissants.
Oh, well, you have to have like your fruit and yogurt breakfast first.
Yeah.
And then you have
That's
to
only
have
to make yourself feel better, but when you hit the fried
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah.
Then you have your ham, cheese and bread roll breakfast.
Yeah.
Then you have your fried breakfast.
Yeah.
Then you have your pan au chocolat and croissants and
That's
cake.
So true.
They always give you cake in Spain
they always
for
give
breakfast.
You cake and all, yeah.
Yeah, so you have a four course breakfast. Sit by the pool for an hour and a half, back in for lunch.
It's amazing.
Don't forget,
it's amazing.
You better take one of those pastries with you in case you're peckish by the pool.
We were bringing the backpack.
It's 2 hours to lunch, so I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Exactly, yeah.
Backpack full of Sambos as you leave
fantastic.
For breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so indulgent. I love it.
I'm going to be starving by the time I get to reception. John Farnham, you're the voice, and Gina G just ahead of that. Ooh, just a little bit here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Loads of things coming in. Somebody has said, morning from Charlemagne Street.
Charlemagne Street?
Yes. It's Daryl and the boys.
How are you, Daryl and the boys?
There you go. Also, somebody says, and is it early enough in the morning to get... Yeah, probably is. I love the way Tara calls it people spotting. Blokes call it Diddy Patrol.
That's not true. Now, don't be painting us all with that.
Down with that sort of thing.
Jeepers.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
My God, I can't even name who that person is. Mainly because I can't find their name. Otherwise I would. And somebody's looking for advice from you, PJ.
Oh, no.
They want tips to stop their new puppy from nipping at them.
Oh, right,
Apparently she's murder for it.
Yeah. There's the only way to do that. Like, if in positive training terms, right, if you want me to get serious for a second, the only way
do you
to
want
do
me to
that,
change the music or anything?
No,
is that too jolly?
Good. Yeah. No, it's all good. The puppies are going to nip, and they have to learn how much nip is enough nip.
Yeah.
And they would do it normally with
Haters
themselves.
Haters going to hate, puppies going to nip.
Yeah. Normally they sort it out amongst themselves.
Do you want to nip him now? No, you you knock yourself out. You nip him as much as you like. I'll do him tomorrow.
You snake up on him right now, get him in the ear. So you have to kind of replicate what happens in the litter. That's the only way to do it. So you play with the puppy, and then when the puppy nips and you don't like it, you have to make a sound, right? So you have to do the whole ow, and then turn your back and completely ignore the dog.
Right.
Dogs hate being ignored, right? As their pups, so completely ignore the puppy for like 15 seconds, 10 seconds even. That's all. And then go back to playing. And when they nip too hard, make the same sound and turn your back. No eye contact. That's the important part. And then they'll realise after a while that when they nip a certain degree, they get ignored. They hate being ignored. And then when they nip the right amount, they get played with. So that's the only way to do it.
Excellent.
Takes a little bit of time. But they naturally do that amongst themselves. It's just when we as humans, we take them out of the litter. And that's, you're just going to have to replicate that.
Right.
But it works.
Puppy Tips, brought to you by PJ Gallagher in association with Pedigree Chum.
Yeah,
I just
there
felt
you go.
We needed a kind of a jingle for that.
And Pedigree would be bleeding delighted. You just gave them an ad they didn't pay for.
Does that even exist anymore?
It's not called Chum anymore.
What is it? Oh,
it's
is
just
it
Pedigree, yeah. Right. Yeah, they got rid of the Chum because, in fairness, the word Chum is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
Feeding somebody Chum. Would you like some Chum?
Imagine. Would you like a Chum sandwich and a cup of tea? Even your dog will go, no, you're all right.
Thanks
a minute.
Thanks all the same. Right, and the other thing is, you know that we were talking about Steven Seagal earlier on, his birthday, and you were saying there was something, did he do something recently and all that? Somebody's texted in to say that he got Russian citizenship recently.
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking of?
I was thinking of that, and then I was just Googling and having a look myself after you reminded me of it. And it turns out two of his best mates are Vladimir Putin and the Dalai Lama. So there's a guy with very contrasting views in
what
the world.
What a dinner party that is.
Imagine,
the Dalai Lama and Vladimir Putin Steven Seagal.
Steven says, I'll tell you something. You wouldn't mind being at that party.
That's a hell of a stag.
You'd be there going, I'm just going to go out with the puppy because you three are making me feel a bit weird. What would he even talk about? Like, it's such a, you know what I mean? It's gas because he's mad into the buzzism. It buzzes him.
It's in the buzzism.
Steven Seagal is mad into the buzzism.
Right.
Yeah, he loves a bit of buzzism.
Yeah.
And
do you reckon the Dalai Lama then loves mad action, hard man movies?
Maybe he does, yeah. Maybe he does to Steven Seagal's head.
It's obvious Vladimir Putin does.
Yeah.
I want to be like you, Stephen.
I know I'm only 3 foot high, but I am little given the chance. You can see the Dalai Lama and Steven Seagal. Yeah, I don't know.
Teach me that move. I want to know that move next time I meet Angela Merkel.
Okay. All right, Vladimir. Steady on. Steady on. Why can't I drive a horse topless into the Kremlin? Because it's just not the done thing. It's just not the done thing, Mr. Putin.
That's the ultimate version of having a good angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other.
It is, yeah.
Literally, I don't know whether to take advice from Vladimir or the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm in a bad mood, so, this time I think I'm going to go with Mr. Putin.
Anyway, listen, what have we got for you today? We have another chance at Caribbean Queens. You can knock yourself out, have a go at guessing our Caribbean Queens, our famous female celebrities. Maybe get your name into that draw for that incredible prize. More details on it on the way after 7, as always. And of course, after 7, 2, we'll have the hit bit.
£570. It's after building up quite quickly now, hasn't it? £570 in the hit bit this morning, if you can tell us what it is.
Not bad at all. And at some stage later in the show as well, I think we're going to start our taste test. I think we're close enough to Easter.
Amazing.
To begin that. Finally. I don't know what we're going to start with.
We'll start with the Marmite, because if we don't like it, we can wash down with the good stuff. No. We'll start with that one. We'll definitely get that one into us first. Yeah. Marmite Easter egg to be sampled and tasted. And then for your benefit, we will sample other eggs available in the stores.
I mean, never let it be said that we don't take our public service broadcasting obligation seriously.
Yeah.
We are literally going to eat chocolate, which goes against everything we believe in, on your behalf.
And we will have to do it now as well. We're going to have to put down put a lock on the door to stop Tara getting in, I think. I mean, she's been on a rampage over in Spain. Yeah. So she probably hasn't fully come off the wagon yet.
Better check those Easter eggs. What's she doing? There.
Oh, she's recording something. That's grand. She can't hear me. Right. Yeah, we're going to have to lock the door. She's on a mad one.
Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 13 minutes past 7. Madonna, who apparently is going to be performing at Eurovision.
Yeah. It looks like she could be an act at Eurovision, but not
God,
a competitor.
Oh, right, okay.
If you know what I mean. So she'd be the river dance.
Chance of winning.
She'd be the next river dance. When it comes to this controversy, because, of course, there's a law called to boycott the next Eurovision and all of that. You know, with it being in Israel and stuff and the political situation. Okay. So, like, a few acts like Pink and all them have come out and said they don't want anything to do with it. They've turned it down. Roger Walters as well, saying it shouldn't even be on. Because of the whole Israel.
And Madonna said, "I've no problem."
And Madonna's like, "Sign me up."
How much is it?
How much? Yeah, I'm off. I'm into it. Yeah, I'm into it.
Wow.
But
Madonna,
wasn't she into all that Kabbalah stuff and all? I think that's like some sort of variation on Judaism, is it? Something like that? I don't
Kabbalah
know.
Thing.
I'm saying
yeah.
I'm saying things and I don't know if they're
Madonna
right.
Madonna at Eurovision, that's a big act though, isn't
it's
it?
It's huge, yeah. Wow. Huge to get her for it.
Come here, listen, it's 14 minutes past 7 o'clock. For those of you who aren't with us from 6 o'clock in the morning, okay, normally, just after 6 o'clock in the morning, we do a thing called the Celebrity Birthdays, right? And the idea is, it's a bit of a game, okay, as well as kind of giving a shout out for the various celebrities who are celebrating their birthday on that day. It's a bit of a game where PJ, if he can correctly guess their ages, or three of them, he wins a day off.
Yeah, which I've done once before. Yeah. And was cheated out of. Well, I got the day off, but they managed to take it as well, which is doesn't count. But
we normally do it, as I say, but unfortunately this morning, PJ went off on the weirdest thing about the Masters golf.
Well, I don't understand golf, and I went off on one, and yeah, I didn't realise I was
and
killing
off. It basically
off.
Used up all the time, and then we forgot to do it after the headlines.
So now we get another chance, right?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you want to do it?
Yes, I do. If it means I got one.
Yeah.
We're trying for one, which means I'm one in.
Yeah,
so
one
if I get
in.
Two more, I still get the day off.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry to hijack the show, everybody. I know.
But this is important stuff.
This matters a lot to me. Right. So there's two more left.
So you correctly guessed that Steven Seagal was 67, so that was his birthday.
I'm
right?
delighted with myself.
Okay,
yeah.
Right, so you need two more then. So as I say, we normally do this just after 6, so apologies, but if you're
I apologise for nothing. This is the way it goes. If you miss an opportunity for a day off, anyone out there, you take it again if you're given a half a sniff of it.
Right, okay. And to be fair, you're in with a shout. Next one up, Haley Joel Osment.
Ah, for God's sake, who's that?
It's the lad from The Sixth Sense, the bloke who sees dead people.
I was going to say, who's she? I never heard of her. I was going to say.
Haley Joel Osment is I See Dead People.
Oh my God. And that movie's longer than you think away, isn't it? Now it's been I See Old People.
Yeah.
I see old people everywhere. Yeah. I see middle-aged men in me house drinking tea.
Did he ever do anything else?
See, this is it. I have no idea. As far as I know, that's the only movie he was ever in.
Was he in that one with Will Smith? Was he in?
Having a rash. So no, so that was Hancock.
No, not that one.
It wasn't even the same.
Not A1. No, that wasn't him. It doesn't matter. Anyway. 6 cents.
You've thrown me. You're looking at him. He's up to no good. This is sniggly snake tactics. That's
right,
what this
so
is.
So you've got to, for, here's your method has got to be, when was the Sixth Sense? Roughly how old was he in that?
That was like 20 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
And he was like 8.
I see. PJ struggling.
I am struggling. I think that was like 20 years ago. 20 years ago, right? And he was like 8 years old or something.
So, do they say that in the movie? Well, I'm sure you wouldn't. You wouldn't know anyway.
You wouldn't know.
Because he was an actor.
I'm going to say...
He could have been acting at a different age.
I'm going to say he's one of those kids that looked a little bit younger than what he was.
Right, okay.
I'm going to say he's 30 today.
Oh, not a bad effort. 31.
Ah, fart.
31.
Fart,
and I was
anyway.
Right. AI, artificial intelligence. He was in that.
What a brutal movie. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Well, less said about
have
that,
you ever
better.
Seen it? Did you ever go to see that movie? It's so...
I don't know if I saw it in the cinema. I think I saw it on telly.
Oh, my God. It's the most painfully crap thing I've ever seen. Like, there's a time in it where it could have ended, like, 6 times.
Right.
And it just goes on and on and on. And you just start thinking, if this robot doesn't run out of battery soon, I'm gonna have to go home. It's about 6 hours long, that movie.
Right,
it's
okay.
It's horrible.
So, Hayley Joel Osment, okay, near miss, that's one off the post.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
to your childhood.
Right.
The glory days of television. Gloria Honeyford.
Oh, God, yeah, do you remember her? Was that Good Morning Britain or ITV?
One
or,
of the first ones.
Or The Big Break or the one with the big egg, and then she used to come on. Wasn't that it?
The one with the big egg.
There was a big egg. It was like a Good Morning Britain or something, or a... Something about... Well, there was a morning TV show, but it used to start and it looked like it was the sun coming up in the distance in the east, right? And then the camera panned back and it was an egg at a window. Do you remember that?
It's a play school, wasn't it?
No, smarty pants. That's Humpty Dumpty. This was an egg and it was at a window and it looked. They made it look like it was a shining sun in the distance. But when it panned back, it was a boiled egg for your breakfast.
Was
great
that
idea.
The big, was that not The Big Breakfast on Channel 4?
No, that was... Oh, no, that wasn't it. That was...
Anyway.
That was play school.
Gloria Honeyford. Gloria Honeyford. Who was all over radio and television.
All over radio and TV. For years.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, she was a stalwart of the old telly. Yeah, so
exactly.
She was. Like, she was kind of one of those mammies you'd see.
Yeah.
You know.
With the blue rinsers.
Yeah, but she was very sort of right and proper, wasn't she?
Yeah.
You know,
there'd
be no carrying on around her.
Oh, no shenanigans.
No, you'd be watching your P's and Q's if you met Gloria Honeyford. You know. You would. You wouldn't be harping on.
And she's from the north, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she was, yeah. There was a few of that, there was a bit of that going on. Wasn't and I was another one, Anna something. She looked like she should have been in Dallas. Do you remember? She'd be there in the morning doing breakfast TV and she'd have the shoulder pads and the red lippy and all on. She said, "Good morning, Britain." I mean, the Nordic accent on. How's it going? Well, you know the posh Nordics. You ever heard of posh Nordics? You kind of sound like they're disappearing at the I'm posh Nordic. I don't speak like
TVAM. Somebody has suggested. Was that what you're talking about?
Oh,
TVAM.
That was it. That was it, yeah.
Right, so old is Gloria Honeyford?
She's 73.
79. Right, two footballers to finish. Here we go, very quickly. Two footballers to finish. One current, one, I think, retired. God, I hope he's retired. Anyway, the current one is Vincent Kompany.
Oh, yeah.
Man City
Manchester
in Belgium.
City. Yeah, what a player he is. I didn't see him last night. I was watching the game because maybe he wasn't playing, was he?
He might not have been on.
Maybe he wasn't on. It wasn't the greatest night for them anyway. Manchester City. The kits they're wearing. The colour of them kits. The orange stripe on the purple. It looks ridiculous.
I haven't seen
it. I mean, I know that's not important in the grand scheme of things. But you're sitting there watching the Champions League and you're looking at what is arguably the greatest team in Europe right now playing and you just think you could have dressed better. You could have dressed for the occasion. You're turning up, you're looking like some lad walking around O'Connell Street looking for a euro for a hostel. You know what I mean? You could have at least... There's a crazy colour clash. I sound like Gawkwad now. I'm going off.
It does,
I mean, seriously, how am I supposed to watch Champions League if they're going to dress like that? It's disgraceful.
Make a statement.
I mean, the Vincent Kompany is a European. He should know better. He's seen the Paris fashion shows.
At least put your collar up, man.
For the love of God, man. Vincent Kompany is 34.
Oh, no. Not a bad effort. 33. Another one off the post. Right, so this is... Can you... No, you can't do it now. There's only one left.
No, yeah, that's it, yeah. I can just give me consolation, guess.
Roberto Carlos.
Oh, I used to love him.
The man with the thickest thighs in the history of football.
He had to wear two pairs of trousers because they're only the waist to go around his thighs. They were so big.
Yeah. He was the one that had the mad free kick, was he? Or the mad shot or whatever it was.
The kick that changed the game. He had that free kick where it curled so much it kind of went out of the stadium, went around the roundabout and came back into the stadium and went into the back of the net. And it changed the game. Everybody started doing it then. Everyone started practising. And he was such a mad looking little fella.
Yeah.
The little baldy head in him.
And the whole thing about him kind of being an attacking fullback and all, he spent more time kind of attacking there.
He did, yeah.
I'm not sure if he knew that he was a fullback.
And he was about 3 foot. It was unbelievable.
And each of his thighs were the same.
His thighs were as wide as he was high. It was the maddest fella to look at.
It was like a weeble.
He was.
They wobble,
yeah,
but they don't fall down.
Can't fall down. Oh, he was fantastic.
Right. So, I assume he's retired at this age.
Oh, he would be, yes. For him and Fat Ronaldo, they were all... That was a huge... That was an amazing team.
It was.
But because your man, Ronaldo, who's one of the best players ever.
I still think it's terrible he's known as Fat Ronaldo.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it?
It's shocking.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, he must hate Cristiano Ronaldo. He was there before you came along.
Oh, it was just Ronaldo.
It was just Ronaldo. And then you came along.
And nothing changed about me except you came along and now I'm Fat Ronaldo.
Yeah, and then Roberto Carlos. Yeah, so because of you both of you, I don't get a look in. And I've got legs the size of your head.
Right, how old is he?
He's 39.
46.
Ah, fiddler. How could he be 39? I watched him 20 years ago for James, playing the World Cup when he was 12. Stupid guess.
Craig David, fill me in here at Classic Hits, 25 past 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Somebody's texted in to say Man City looked like a double decker last night. Remember the double decker bars?
Yeah.
They were lovely, they were.
Yeah,
the
they were lovely,
purple.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. But even then, the wrapping left them down.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They did.
And then Ian was on to say, Ian from Dooleague, to say Haley Joel Osment was in a film. You know the way you're wondering, was he ever in anything else?
Yes.
A few people have texted in things. Somebody said he was in Forrest Gump. He played Forrest's son. But anyway, Ian has said he was in a film called Post, about a guy who gets abducted and turned into a walrus.
Shut up.
You know your career has taken a turn, don't you, when that happens?
What? So he played a robot? A man who gets abducted
and turned into a walrus?
And a film that where he saw dead people all the time. What a weird career.
Get ready to play Caribbean Queens. With thanks to Cassidy Travel, voted Travel Agent of the Year, and Multitrip.com. Compare their costs and cover against competitors to find out why they're Ireland's favorite travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
Now, in case you're wondering whether or not you should get involved in this, just listen to this. It's you and a good friend on a Caribbean cruise. It's return flights for the two of you to Miami, where you stay overnight with Cassidy Travel. Then you spend 7 nights in a balcony cabin on the brand new luxurious Sky Princess cruise ship with Princess Cruises. Then you cruise around the Caribbean. You stop off in the Cayman Islands, Honduras, Mexico. And all of that knowing that you got a multitrip.com travel insurance policy for the pair of you. Now, if that doesn't make you want to play, what do you want?
Yeah, would you be well? Would you be well? Looking at something like that, yes, there was a time in my life when I was a young idiot and I did see cruise ships as being a giant floating, very luxurious prison. Now, it is quite literally my dream holiday.
It's top of your bucket list, isn't it?
It really is.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's all I want. Anyway, we're going to try and put somebody else in that isn't us this morning, and it's going to be Suzanne in Cork. How are you, Suzanne?
Morning, how are you?
Not bad at all, Suzanne. How are you getting on?
I'm great, thanks. Great. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff. Have you always wanted to go on a cruise? You kind of
I'd love it. Absolutely love it.
It does sound ridiculous. I tell you honestly, Suzanne, have a look at the video. Actually, no, don't. Don't.
I won't.
Yeah, because
why?
Because ever since I looked at the video, it's like 5 minutes of... It's like us two are basically 5 minutes of looking at something we've no chance... At least Suzanne has a chance of getting on the ship.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You have a better shout than we have.
Yeah, but it's amazing.
I think I heard Suzanne saying that she'd bring you PJ.
Would you, Suzanne?
I'd bring you PJ, don't worry.
Happy day. Look, right, you're getting 25 anyway.
Mike.
Straight away.
How do we rig this?
This is going to happen. This is happening today.
We need to start dropping the brown envelopes onto Mike's desk now over the weeks.
Right, here we go then, Suzanne. This is what it's all about. We need you to get as many as you can in the 67. In the 60 seconds, you cannot say pass, okay? You got to have a go at all of them. But I've a good feeling about this one, especially since you said you're just bringing PJ. Right, so here we go. 60 seconds, best of luck.
She sang the theme tune for the Titanic.
Oh,
go on. And she was in the Eurovision, sang in the Eurovision, but not for her home country. I think it was for Switzerland.
The Titanic.
Dion.
Yes! She's one of the famous sisters that plays tennis.
Venus.
She's an Irish boxer in the Olympics.
Katie Taylor.
Yeah, she's an Irish runner from Cork.
Sonia Sullivan.
The first female president of Ireland.
Mary McAleese.
No, the other one.
Mara Robinson.
Yeah, that's it. She's a panto queen. Her dog went missing, but she got it back.
Twink.
Yeah, she won the X Factor, and she sang I Keep Bleeding.
Leon Lewis.
Yeah, she was in La La Land and The Adventures of Spider-Man.
Surname sounds like a rock.
She's got red hair and a husky voice, and she was in The Favourite last year.
Yes!
Right, we're going to give you that last
one.
We're going to give
definitely,
you that.
Thank you. Definitely. That last one is courtesy of you saying you're bringing PJ. Right, yeah. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's not bad.
Answers.
That's not bad at all.
Oh, PJ, finger crossed, you might get there, yeah.
I tell you something, I'm on your side. That's a pretty good score.
Because nine qualified yesterday.
Yeah, and remember the day on the last time we did a game like this, and we thought we were out of it. We had four or five, and we got someone in that day.
Yeah,
that's over double that. So you're doing good. Don't worry, that's a pretty good score.
Great, lads.
Okay, listen, fingers crossed for you. Very best of luck with it. We'll find out how it gets on a bit later on. Have a good day.
Great.
Cheers. Bye bye.
See you. Bye.
Classic hits. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. There
right.
You go.
That's the best one so far.
I think I'm getting there. I know it's taking a little work, but I like it. Yeah. So there we go. It's the hit bit. And today it's worth 570 quid for you if you can tell us what is this. And that, to me, is still a bit of Bon Jovi, but
right.
I don't know what I'm talking
about. We're
going
to have to get that out of the way sooner rather than later. Get the Bon Jovi thing off the table.
Yeah, somebody doesn't mind.
Do you want to have a guess, PJ?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a guess?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Will you tell me?
Want me to tell you if Bon Jovi is right?
Is it Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi?
Oh, my God. It's wrong.
Ah. Well, I'm glad. Right. I'm actually glad.
Can we put that to bed
now? Yes.
Right.
Because it's been. I can hear it.
Come on, PJ. I'm not going to pick a song that's so iconic for that particular beat, am I? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, it's as. It feels like as much of a long shot as any of them. I don't know.
So, have you got a tail between your legs now?
Yes.
Good.
But for a minute, imagine. I tell you, working with you two was hard. For a second, I was relieved. Oh, that's all. Now we can move on. But no, let's make me feel like a moron first. So now, the next person to feel like a moron, Nora Ferris is playing on the phone. Hey, Nora, how are you getting on?
Morning, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, well, you know something? I was all right. Yeah, not doing too bad. What's your plans today, Nora?
Well, I'm just sitting outside work here in my car waiting to go in. I actually came in early so I wouldn't be driving when Hitbit was on because I'm so convinced that I was going to win.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So are you in that sort of mode that PJ was in with his Living on a Prayer, are you?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. Right. So this is going to come. Oh, this could be very good or very bad.
Let's let this woman do a U-turn and go home to spend a few quid. What do you reckon, Mike? Oh, hold on, Nora.
She hasn't guessed it yet.
Mike, if you wouldn't mind using a bit of telepathy there to guess what Nora was going to go for.
Nora, I beg your pardon. What do you think it is?
Okay, I think it is the ultimate classic. It is Chesney Hawkes' One and Only. Ooh.
Right.
I see, every time people say something, I hear it.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Makes sense to me now. Right,
great little tune as well.
Yeah.
Let's just put you out of your misery. It's not right.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but have a go again. And anybody call in, just call me by my name. Call me by my number.
Yeah.
Just text 0871880008.
Oh my God. It took a while, but we got there in the end.
Sorry about that, Nora.
Nora, good guess.
Sorry.
Take care.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to Kirsty Cooney in Dublin. Hiya, Kirsty.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, I'm all right, Kirsty. How are you getting on?
Good, yeah. Just about good to work as well. I'm Nora.
Are you hiding in the car too?
Yeah.
Right, you don't work together by any chance.
No.
Right, so let's do this. What do you think it is?
Aerosmith. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith. Yeah.
Another
great song.
Another one I can hear.
Yeah,
I know. They're just all going to be like
it's
that.
It's just like Chesney Hawks and Aerosmith. Yeah, both of them. Identical.
Yeah,
identical.
Absolutely right. Right, here we go.
Again, it's not right. No luck today. Go check out classichits.ie. Check out all the wrong guesses. You don't want to miss a thing there.
Okay. Thank you.
Cheers, Kirsty.
See you, Kirsty. Have a great one.
I mean, there's so much to play with in the lyrics, isn't there?
I know there is,
the songs.
Yeah, I have to say, you should nearly ban Mike from doing the song title back as a pun. Yeah, because you're taking
I said you don't want to miss a thing.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he changed the very first word in the line.
Right.
How picky of me.
So neither of those. You can check it out on classichits.ie and you can have a bash with Damien Farrelly later on 20 to 5 this afternoon to have a go with the hit bits.
Yeah, another bash with Damo.
Rosella, everybody's free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 10th of April. It's just 10 past 8. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for waking up happy with us. Much appreciated. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Maybe you want to use that WhatsApp number to say thank you to us because once again, we are prepared to put our bodies on the line.
Yes.
In the best interests of you and your future. And
Think about it.
The information that we need to, you know, to give to you as our public service broadcasting. Well, we don't actually have one, do we? But we anyway. Listen, the story is, of course, that we are now less than 10 days away, aren't we, from Easter?
We're less than 10 days away from Easter. And we've been threatening to do this for a while, and because we were talking about unusual Easter eggs we were looking for, right? And we're going to see over the next couple of days a sampling of the stranger Easter eggs that are out there.
Yeah.
Thing is,
something that's other than straightforward chocolate in milk or dark.
Indeed.
Something that has any sort of a twist to us.
Twisted Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And today we're starting in the deep end. We've been talking about this for a while. It's been sitting here and it was previously raided by some gobbler in residence, right?
Yeah.
But it's a Marmite Easter egg. It's made by Marmite. It says itself on the pack. You may love it or you may hate it.
Now, we do need to say thank you to somebody. Is the name on the cover of that Easter
egg? It's Bee's Knees Discos. Remember we were talking
Bee's Knees Discos?
Yeah, Bee's Knees Discos Limited. He has his card stuck to it there.
Brilliant.
So they got the egg and they brought it to us.
Because
they
got it in the UK or in the north or somewhere.
They got it over in England.
Right, okay.
So we have it here. We've been talking about it. I've just opened it. And I will say, I've been looking forward to this. I like Marmite. I'm a fan of Marmite, right?
Okay.
I've just opened it. It's a bit smelly.
What?
Yeah, I'm just smelling. It's a bit smelly. It's chocolate that smells, and I know it's weird, like a kind of a gone-off barbecue sauce.
Give us over a piece there.
Right, so let me just, here, let me give you a wrapped bit, right? So I don't be sticking me maulers all over and you'd be accusing me of smelling a barbecue sauce. It smells a little bit peculiar. Have a good sniff of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get what
it's
I'm talking
not, it's
about?
Not, it's not your average chocolatey
smell. It's like
smell,
somebody
it?
Spilt a little bit of coffee into some old barbecue sauce. That's what it smells like, isn't it?
Oh my God.
What do you reckon? Am I on the...
I'm not looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to it because the last time we did a taste test here, let's be bloody well honest, I nearly got my face blown off by chili. The time previous to that, I got the runs. Remember, I got the runs real bad.
Yeah, well, we can only hope. Anyway,
have you tried
this already, Mike?
Sorry, I'm just having a go now, actually.
And what's your verdict?
It's not the best.
And were you previously a Marmite liker?
No, I've never had Marmite.
No, me neither.
So you're like Jim then.
Me neither.
You've never experienced.
Did you get a weird bang off it?
Yeah, there is a strange smell off it, all right, yeah.
Because it looks like completely normal chocolate, but it smells really weird.
Mm. Right, okay. All right, so, people of Ireland, on your behalf, here we go. Bit
here
of Marmite chocolate.
A good lump now. Don't be doing this.
Is that a decent lump?
Yeah, Jesus, yeah.
Right, okay. What do you mean? Well, it's going to be awful. What happens if I throw up?
You won't. Oh. Right.
It's not as bad as I was expecting.
Ah, that's amazing.
I wouldn't say amazing now.
No, I wouldn't go that far now.
Lads, that is amazing.
Is there going to be a weird afterbang with this, Mike?
Yes.
I got a weird twang off it, Jim.
It's really good. It's an afterbang. It's unexpected. It's positively fruity. It's positively fruity. Lads.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No.
I mean, it's not. It's don't get me wrong now. It's not awful.
Lads, that is amazing.
And it's very bearable.
You're both. There's something wrong with you. You think it's regular chocolate, and all of a sudden it's like some sort of weird cocoa fruit cocktail going on.
I don't know. Are you not getting a bit of a spicy thing at the back of your throat?
That That is delicious. Ohio What's plate. Wrong with you? That is absolutely amazingly good.
I do get the fruity kind of thing.
Yeah. There is a bit of that.
Oh, the little flavour at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Oh, lads, come
on. If anybody out there has tried Marmite chocolate or whatever, I mean, Marmite.
Lads, that's the
about
job.
It is, right? Here's the weird thing, Mike, right? Marmite prides itself on this love us or hate us.
Yeah.
You're black or white on it. You either love hate us or you love. I'm a little bit, yeah, whatever. It's all right. Yeah. It's in the middle.
Are you serious? Bit, yeah. Are you not eating your bit then?
I'm going, yeah, you can have it. Yes, greedy horse.
That is absolutely gorgeous.
Go on, take it in. Yeah,
I better keep that for Tara because she'll take the head and all off me if we eat it all. I think that's beyond good.
Are you really that enthused about it?
I think I might start smothering Marmite on regular chocolate. If this is the effect you get.
You're sick, you are.
You're sick, you big weirdo. I wasn't even got to... Oh, I'm getting losing my temper for no reason.
Kat, what did we talk about, PJ?
Were you about to say, what's it even got to do with you?
He's lost his mind.
We're in the middle of a taste test.
Yeah.
What's it got to do with you? I'm doing it too. I shouldn't have had that second bit. The first bit was okay, and now the whole Marmite thing's just gotten more intense with the second bit.
It's amazing. It gets so intense.
I don't know if it's a good thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Lads, right, okay, we need to... Mike, we need a score out of 10.
Out of 10, I'd give it a 5.
Right, okay, yeah, I'm sort of that neck of the woods. In fact, because it was slightly better than I was expecting, I'm going to go a 6.
I'll 9.
Go a 6. What?
Yeah, it's literally, it's as good as it gets. The only thing that could make it a 10, about half an hour in the fridge.
Right, oh, 9. Right, cold. Right.
Absolutely amazing. Literally absolutely amazing. I don't know who makes Marmite, whether it's the Australians or the Brits or what's going on here. I don't know who mixed it right or wrong or whatever. But whatever I'm after putting in my mouth, I'm actually drooling trying to speak. That is literally gorgeous.
Wow.
Gorgeous. I'm telling you, I'd rather eat that now than a good steak dinner at the Shanahan's on the
would
green.
Would you shut up, a you word. Lunatic? You're Marmite.
I gargle that. I know I'm Marmite, yeah, I am, yeah. Talk about something you could love or hate, right? You know what I mean? Given the end of the day. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Travis, Flowers in the Window here at Classic Hits. Almost 19 minutes past 8. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Tara Duggan has joined us in studio. We got Magic Mike's version. 5. He went 4 out of 10 for the Marmite Easter egg.
Yeah.
PJ has ridiculously gone for a 9.
It's fantastic.
I've allowed a 6. Tara, where are you going on this?
I'm going... Do you know, I've after having 3 bits now.
Oh, wow.
Grown on me.
It's growing on you.
Grown on me.
Come on, tell the people what you said after the first bit.
Initially, I was wincing.
What did you say? You got a smack off?
A smack of beef right at the end.
A smack of beef.
I know what she's saying. I know what she's saying. There is
right
a bit
at
of
the
a,
end.
Yeah, there's a bit of a sort of gravy or something at the end.
There is. That's there exactly is. What it's Bisto gravy.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
There is a bit of that going on.
Chocolate and gravy.
Yeah.
And fruit. A fruity Bisto-y chocolate. Is what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Wow. I sincerely hope Marmite aren't looking to this as an advert for them.
They'd be loving it.
What's right. wrong with chocolate
we need,
gravy?
We need a score from you out
I'm
of 10.
Scoffing bit number 4.
She's gone again. Look.
Oh my God. Absolutely. She's been converted.
I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Yeah, 6.5. Well, right. Okay. Yeah.
It wouldn't be my first choice, but no. If it was the only egg I had and I was dying for a bit of chocolate, I would actually
see,
stop it.
That's the thing, PJ. Where are you going to go from there now? You've given that a 9. A yeah. Marmite. Flavoured Easter egg.
It's amazing, yeah.
Where are you going to go when we get, like, we've got Guinness one to come, ooh. We've got Bailey's one to come.
Okay, well, I mean,
where are you going to go now?
Okay, let me be honest. I don't think I've ever had chocolate that scored less than a 9.
Oh my.
So, you know what I mean?
Everything is going to be a score between 9 and 10. I'm giving that one 9.62.
Yeah, maybe I will. Yeah, maybe I will. Yeah. The chocolate can't be less than a 9. We're looking at about
yeah.
the whole your point of life is to find
think
the perfect
give that
10.
One a 9.3578.
Exactly, yeah. The
unbelievable.
Whole point, you're trying to find the perfect 10.
Do
I might spend the rest of my
said,
life trying to get there.
Somebody said, PJ, you sound like Violet from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory when she decided to eat the everlasting gobstopper, describing the 3 stages: starter, main course, and dessert.
Yeah.
That absolutely sums up what a Marmite egg is.
There you go.
It's starter, main course, with a whack of beef at the end.
Tell you it's properly Willy Wonka. I tell you, the 3 of us wouldn't last long in that chocolate factory. We'd all be shot out the pipe in no time, wouldn't we?
Bill Withers, lovely day. We actually started the show this morning with Mr. Blue Sky from ELO because, okay, we may be clutching at straws a little bit, but the app showed some sunshines and there's a couple of them that didn't have cloud beside them. So we thought, what the heck? Let's pretend
Let's
it's the
it.
Summer.
Let's go for it.
So we bashed out the Lovely Day and Mr. Blue Sky tunes.
What a song that is. I'm really surprised that song is the year it is. I could have.
1978.
I thought it was at least 10 years later than that.
Yeah, it's been around a while. Great tune, though.
Wow, what a song.
Great
Brilliant
tune.
Song, yeah.
There's a lot to be said for certain things that are kind of old, but they're still very good, PJ.
I don't know. Once something's like past, what age am I, 44 next week? When it's past 46,
Oh, we're just saying, some things that, you know, get older, they're still very good.
Yeah, like what?
Just saying, you know, like
I don't think humans count. Wine! And wine and...
Unbelievable.
You know, some things.
Yeah, never going to compliment all these people.
Bit of cheese goes down well.
Anyway, listen, we're going to get back on
here. I'm saying this, if you were given a good bottle of wine, of a good block of cheese, or Jim McCabe, what would you take?
to be fair to you, even I'd go for the wine and cheese on that one. Right, but listen, let's get back to your cream egg story, because a couple of things very quickly. Catherine, thank you so much. Catherine actually sent in some beautiful Lindt Easter eggs for us in
yes,
here. And
did.
You're very kind, Catherine. We did get them. Thank you very much. Also, just to let you know the way we were wondering about how we'd get to sample these? What are they? Deep fried
cream eggs. They're doing them in a chipper in Dundalk.
Okay, well, apparently, according to a couple of people on the text, somebody says the Kiltipper pub in Talla does deep fried cream eggs.
You're joking me.
And also, Anne-Marie has been on to say that there's a chipper in Ballyfermot that is doing deep fried cream eggs as
You're
well.
You're joking.
Sorry, and that's Anne-Marie in Swords has told us that. So there you go, Kiltipper Pub in Talla and a chipper in Ballyfermot apparently doing it. And somebody else has also been on to say, lads, Aldi had a cheese and onion crisp one last year.
Do you know something?
Mike and Cork said
that. Do you know something? There could be a lot in that. Because do you remember when Tato did this limited edition of the cheese and onion chocolate bar? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I have to say, I ate more than I should of them. I thought they were really
and
nice.
And was it cheesy and oniony?
It was. There was little bits of the crisps in the chocolate. So it was exactly as they said it was. It was brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah, so there could be something in that.
Okay,
I wouldn't
so
mind
potentially
having
we could have a cheese and onion one if Aldi still do them. Mike, are you going to... Did you say you were going to have a bit of a snoop?
I'll have a snoop today, lads, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go... I think Tesco do a massive range as well. I'll have a look at them.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
And
never mind Tesco's, the Bohemians are fighting with them.
I thought I'd mention them, Jim.
Yeah.
Don't mention them.
What is it?
Never mind. Did you not see there's a row between Bohemians Football Club and Daily Mount Park and Tesco's?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, that's a story for a different day.
Different day,
I'm
yeah.
I'm on an egg.
Oh, there's a row.
I'm
yeah,
on an
sorry.
Egg hunt at
Back
the moment.
To the eggs.
Right.
As Andy Bad News always says, Jesus, PJ, will you just stick to the one bloody thing in the link?
Yeah.
So now I'm after talking about three by bringing him into it.
That's after he normally says, will you just stop talking?
Stop talking. People want to hear the music. Will you shut up?
Anyway,
so
right,
on that so. Point, I'm going to talk about eggs. So this it's in Mullins,
okay.
In Dundalk, right? The cheese and onion egg. How many calories would you reckon?
No, it's not cheese and onion eggs. It's a deep-fried
egg.
Oh,
deep-fried bloody thing. Yeah, deep-fried.
Right.
This is why he tells me to stick to one thing, because I can't remember anything about anything
yet. Do you know where you are now?
Yes, I do,
great.
France.
Okay.
So how many calories do you reckon? A deep-fried Cadbury's cream egg, right?
Right.
And taking into account how many calories a human, or a man anyway, is supposed to eat in an average day. So what do you reckon?
Okay,
Mike
so
as well should have a guess at this.
The average one is 2,000, isn't it? The average kind of male intake, is it? Is that what it's meant to be?
Or is it 3,000? I think it's roughly that, yeah.
Is it whatever? Right, okay. I'm going to go and say that one of these things is 800 calories.
Right, Mike, what would you reckon?
I will go with 1,000 calories.
Yeah, well, Mike's lost his mind altogether, right? because 1,000 for an egg? Well, it's the size
I don't
of that.
Know.
Oh, yeah, but if it's deep fried and all.
I know, it's 600, so the both of you sort of were way over. But I still think that's a shocking amount. 600 calories.
Sure, what are you
for
saying?
Something that's two bites.
That's virtually a health food.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's two bites. 600 calories. It's 25% of what a lad is supposed to be eating in his whole day with two bites.
Yeah, mad.
Now, I know I'm like acting all, whoa, jeepers, the heart attack. Don't do it. But there's something about something being that calorie dense that you know. Like, when I heard about the deep fried cream egg, I was like, that's not going to be nice. But now I know it's 300 calories a bite. Now I'm thinking.
I can't believe.
Maybe
that,
they're on to
that
something.
That's the only thing that you're sort of a little bit out. The very fact that somebody would put a chocolate fondant egg into a deep fat fryer.
Yeah.
Covered in batter. Doesn't seem to throw you.
Well, I didn't like the idea of it.
A lot of calories in it, and suddenly you're outraged.
You know the way they're talking about forcing restaurants to put the calories onto their menus, so we all know.
Yeah.
I think I might be the only person going, what is the most calories you have in a meal? Give me two of them. and then trying to get through it that way.
Right. Because apparently this is a big thing now. Somebody's saying any chipper in Limerick or Cork will do you a deep fried Cadbury's cream egg.
No way.
According to James.
Is this really? This has been happening all over Ireland and we never knew it.
I have tried deep fried Mars bar before.
I had that myself in Scotland. No,
not
that was
bad.
Poison.
I had it in Dublin. Like,
no. Did
I
you?
Did,
yet?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the world. You think you know what's going on in the world around you and then you all of a sudden just get a kick in the the trousers.
Now, I'm absolutely sure, I'm 100% certain this is a wind-up, but it would be so brilliant if it was true. Centre are going to release a chicken fillet roll flavoured chocolate bar. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
That would be an amazing
Imagine the builders having a meltdown every day. Oh my God. Should they get a real chicken fillet roll? Or something that's even more synthetic?
Right. Yeah. So now we know the challenge that's ahead of us. A potato, cheese and onion flavour one, a deep fried one.
A deep
fried
one.
We just need to physically
one.
Get these things in here to try them.
However,
or maybe if the mountain won't go to Muhammad, these Muhammads may have to go to the chipper.
Yeah, or at least take a few rocks off the mountain and bring them over here.
That'll do. Right, so that's our challenge, right? Let's lay it down. It's carved in stone. Here we go. People of Ireland, we're doing it for you.
Yeah. You just know that Mike is going to do something now. He'll be thinking we're about to have one of these. We'll be ready for it. And then he'll go, here it is. A 450-year-old Tibetan egg of a dinosaur.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So this week it is a two-night family stay at the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Galway. It's a perfect family stay. It's just a click away at the four-star shearwaterhotel.com. We've got breakfast each morning, a meal on an evening of your choice. And then, of course, because of that fabulous spa, newly refurbished as well, you get a €20 spa credit for you to spend. And also you get free kids club passes. Send them there, you head to the spa, everybody's happy.
Perfect.
Family-friendly hotel with the kids club, 20-metre swimming pool there as well. And the four-star Shearwater Hotel and Spa, as I say, brand newly refurbished. That's a bit over the top. That's gilding the lily, really.
It is gilding the lily, but I like it. Brand newly refurbished.
And now here's the good news for you. Yesterday you posed the question, but do they do a carvery? And do they do an afternoon
yes,
tea?
Yes, thinking never twain would meet.
Well, the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Galway have been back on to us to say, oh yes we do. Because you can have afternoon tea in their library lounge.
Right.
Okay.
Amazing.
And they do a carvery on a Sunday. It's a Sunday only, okay?
Yeah.
But they do a carvery in the Marengo restaurant.
I hear.
And they serve hot daily dishes, freshly prepared sandwiches and soups, and an extensive salad bar.
So you can do what we were talking about.
And they have. And furthermore, this is the bit. Because you are a huge international celebrity.
Oh, for the love of God. He just loves, doesn't he?
I'm only saying what they said in the email.
They didn't.
You can read it yourself. You are more than welcome to have both at the same time.
Oh, no.
Just because of your celebrity status.
Oh, that's not true. They don't say that.
They say it in the email.
You're such a jackass.
Unbelievable. I'm only reading it out of the email. I mean, there it is. You can have your afternoon tea and your carvery at the same time, PJ Gallagher.
Unbelievable.
There you go. At the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Ballinasloe and Galway.
Can I have it in the spa? You always want more, don't you? Can I sit in the jacuzzi with a carvery on one side and an afternoon tea on the other? That's Russian billionaire stuff, isn't it?
Oh, that's how you know. You're a shocker, you are.
Well,
I mean, literally the hotel pushed the boat out for you.
Well, hold on, looking for more. Hold on now. If they're going to break the rules for one way, why not break it another? That's all I'm saying. They don't have an adequate room where you have the both at the same time. You'd have to go to your bedroom or something. So, the jacuzzi would be a perfectly good place to be, right? Well, you would think so, wouldn't you?
Unbelievable.
And then you're going to say, yes,
you can.
You just can't win with some people.
Can
I have it in the jacuzzi on my own?
Can we give Sonia a go at winning it?
Yes. Oh, God, I forgot she was there. How are you, Sonia? What's the crack? You well?
Morning, guys. Yeah, all good.
How's Cork this morning?
Cork's great, yeah, bright and sunny.
Good stuff. I think we're promised a day like that, really, aren't
we?
Well, fingers crossed.
Right now, so hopefully you'll be allowed to have a carvery and an afternoon tea at the same time in a jacuzzi. But we don't know. We'll have to clear that with you. I suppose it is a little bit too much to ask.
Listen, if you're going to win it, Sonia, we need you to score at least 10 in the next 60 seconds. Are you good for that?
Okay.
course you're good for it.
A bit of help, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We're going to do what we can for
right.
you.
Very best of luck.
Right,
here we go.
What is the capital city of South Korea?
Seoul.
Yeah, what nationality was Elvis Presley?
American.
What year comes before 54 BC?
55 BC.
What is the zodiac sign of someone born on the 30th of September?
Scorpio.
It's Libra. What time is it? 22 minutes past 10 in the evening on a 24-hour clock?
22:22.
Yeah, the cartoon character Taz is a Tasmanian what?
Devil.
What type of creature is a bullfinch?
Bird.
Zurich is in what country?
Switzerland.
Canada has two separate land borders with what other country?
The States.
Yeah, a fawn is the name given to the young of what animal?
A deer.
By what name is the Hollywood actor Dwayne Johnson better known as?
The Rock.
What Jane Austen novel features the character Mr. Darcy?
Wuthering Heights?
No, it's Pride and Prejudice. Spectacles are used to aid what are the five senses?
The eyes.
What M is a name given to a period of 1,000 years?
A millennium.
Which scale is used to measure the magnitude of an earthquake?
The Richter.
That's
yay!
The job!
I tell you, that could be good. It could be good. It sounded good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Get out of it. Sonia, that's a great score. You're going to
that
be definitely.
That was good. They suited me.
Yeah. You were very good, though. That was really good. I thought some of those questions were a bit difficult today, to be honest.
A couple of good ones in there. Sonia, don't be hiding your light under a bushel. You were spectacularly good.
Spectacular, lad. That's
absolutely.
Me.
Listen, I tell you, that is going to take some beating. There are 2 days to do it, but I tell you, somebody's going to have to really pull it out of the fire on this one. Sonia, well done.
Thank you so much, guys.
Listen, have a great
day. Have a good
day. Cheers. Bye-bye now.
See you, Sonia.